Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3564. Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Harav HaGoen, Harav HaChosid, with the great title, Rishneir Zalman, Sheyichya Garelik. He was the rabbi of Kfar Chabad. Shalom Avrachim. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write about your birthday. And the Rebbe says, I, for sure, you know the tradition of the previous, and it's been publicized by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, to say the chapter of Tehillim that is your number of years as brought down in the collection of letters, to say the Tehillim of your age. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you know that. And the Rebbe gives him a blessing. May it be the will, he prays for him, that for many years you should be able to occupy yourself with the study of Torah and Mitzvahs and the service of the heart. May you merit and succeed to spread the wellsprings in your surroundings, those that are near you, and also including in your surroundings that are not yet close to you, which is chutzah, which is also to the outside. That should be with good health, proper health, with a wide mind. And the Rebbe says, it's known, the vessel that keeps the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only the idea of peace. Not only peace in the heavenly academy, but also peace in the academy of below. Basically, I guess the Rebbe was hinting to him, in the Kfar Chabad, in the village of Chabad, there was some discord going on. Sometimes there was disagreements. So the Rebbe says the vessel for blessing is to keep the peace here, below, not above, that's one thing, but to keep the peace, but Pamal Shamat, that's the main thing. And the Rebbe says, mean it literally, in the place where you are called the Moro Da'asra, the master of the city. He was the rabbi of Kfar Chabad. Rebbe says, as the master of the city, to
you'll
keep,
need to unlock your iPhone first.
So, basically, the Rebbe wants him as the rabbi to keep the peace in the Kfar Chabad. What is the ways to do that? Is as it's in all ways of Torah, which is Drocheo Noyam Darke. That the ways of Torah are ways of pleasantness. Everything has to be in a pleasant way, but it needs to be with the necessary force. As it's hinted when Torah was given, it says, Ois Utushia, force and softness, basically. You need, they call it today, the carrot and the stick. Yeah. So you have the strength and also the softness. And it also, the Rebbe says, so by the Torah it says it gave Oz V'Toshia. So that's the approach needs to be with pleasantness, but with the proper strength. It's also, the Rebbe says, hinted in the Pasuk and the Targum, in chapter 76, now I'll venture to guess, I'm just throwing it out there, I may be totally wrong, but that he was turning 76 at that time, and that was his chapter of Tehillim, and that's why the Rebbe is saying that. I don't know, maybe I'll take a look in a minute, we'll see. Actually, I just checked it out, he was born on the 25th day of Sivan and Tav Reish Mem, which in Tavshin Tezvov makes him 75 years, and since he says the capital of the next year, that's 76. So that is, my assumption was correct. Figure this out. So over there it says, Mishamayi Mishmato Din Eret Yoro V'Shekoto. The judgment came from the heavens. It says the world trembled, feared, and it relaxed, which is the judgment in matters of the Nefesh HaBahamis. That was the judgment, as it brought down Likutei Torah in the Maimer Tov Lachzis Bashem. And that way, Shokoto, the matters of the Nefesh HaLikis out of the Yisrael. Eretz, the land, the Nefesh HaLikis, the land of Israel, come down. So you have both the judgment, din, you need the law, and that is, but it brings the pleasant. That's the Rebbe tells him, blesses him with all these beautiful blessings for at his birthday. The Rebbe blesses him from long arichas yomim shonim tovus, with all interpretations, long days and good years, and for good news and all of the above. And then the Rebbe says, in the footnote, he asked the Rebbe which should he follow, the laws which are hinged in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I guess he came from the Soviet Union. People weren't familiar so much with the laws as they pertain to Israel, to Holy Land, as we learned before. So the Rebbe says a judge has to go by what he sees. So the Rebbe says, use the book which is found, it's common where you live, learn, and go by that. You know, even though, I mean, there is no, that's what's available, that's what you lose. So this is a special blessing the Rebbe gives the Rabbi of Kfar Chabad, Rav Shneur Zalman Gorelick. But the Rebbe gives him all the blessing. He says, Shalom is the vessel. And as Rabbi, make sure that there is peace with the proper force, but with pleasantness. Pleasantness and force. The Rebbe also brings down the hint of the Tehillim of his chapter. The Rebbe blesses him for a long life and says that the laws for the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, he can use the seforim that are there, because a judge goes by what he sees. Usually it refers to the case. You can't go by what you don't know, but what you see. But here, the Rebbe uses it by the books you have available. That's the books, that's the one that you can go by.